Well, Dick, as long as we're reminiscing about people, we have Tony Randall, who, of course, went to New York and Broadway and actually came from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
And he went to school here.
Went to Central High School.
And you had him on your air at KAKC.
He was in town for some function. I don't know what it was. Might have been connected with a Central anniversary. It could have been for a show he was doing. I know he came to do the Music Man here in Tulsa one time. He's done other shows, but he happened to be in town, and we thought, well, this might make for a nice, quick interview. Could we get one? And so we called him to see if he would agree to do it and got hold of him, and he said, oh, sure. So we were just going to go out there and send one of the news guys out in the mobile unit and talk to him. He said, I'll just come up there. Really? We thought, okay, this is great. We won't be recording something. He'll just come right up, and he'll be on the air with us for a few minutes, and that was it. So he came up, got there a little bit before noon. We were just finishing that particular hour's format, which was, as we called it, News Alive at 55. We did the newscast. Clayton Vaughn may have been doing that newscast. And then the fellow that came on between 12 and 3 in the afternoon was a fellow by the name of Don Kelly. His program was known as Kelly and Chauncey, and he had this make-believe character named Chauncey that he talked to all the time. They talked back and forth, but it was just one person doing all the talking with two different voices, a regular voice and a made-up voice. Don's theme came on at 12 noon, and he talked over it and got into the first record, and as soon as he got out of the record, he said, well, today we're going to have a special guest come in and visit with us. Then he started this chatter going back and forth with his character, Chauncey. He says, what do you think about Tony Randall, Chauncey? Oh, I just love Tony Randall. And so they're going back and forth. This is the show we're going to have Tony just talk to Don for a few minutes on, and then that would be it. We were going to put Tony in another room right next to us that was visually there. They could see each other. But Tony says, I don't want to go in there. I want to be right here. And we had a space that was about maybe 3.5 to 4 feet wide that the announcer, the disc jockey, sat in and says, get me a chair. So somebody went and got him a chair, and he came in and he crowded right in right next to Don. And the two of them are sitting in this little space. They're using the same microphone. Tony starts talking to Don, and then Chauncey says something, which is, again, Don talking, and Chauncey and Tony start talking back and forth, and it's like any other radio station that's successful. We might have had 20 commercials or maybe more to run during that 55-minute period between 12:05 and the next newscast at 12:55. And then we had headlines in the middle. We had a weathercast that had to be in there a couple of times and some other features that we would normally do during an hour. We didn't do any of that. None of the commercials ran. None of the headlines ran. Tony and Don and Chauncey talked for 50 minutes, and it was an hysterical hour, you might say. Just unbelievably funny. And every time one of them would say something, Tony would react, or Tony would say something and Chauncey would react. And Don was almost like the guy in the middle, because it became more of a Chauncey-Tony thing before the whole thing was all over. We did get a lot of interesting things from Tony, but it was all fun. And it was the most fun hour I think I ever spent just listening to something. Unfortunately, we didn't record a word of it, but it was a great time. And Tony was very gracious to be there. But boy, when he said, I don't want to go in there. I want to be in here. Get me a chair. We got him a chair. It was great.
Yeah. I talked to him in studio and by phone several times, as a matter of fact.
Boy, he was fun.
Tony was always, I think, partial to Tulsa and would respond to the media here. I like that about
him. He certainly did to us.